Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's the Rolling Stones, ain't it?
Oh, you got it right. I like when you do this. Were you trying to guess the song?
No, I know the Rolling Stones. I listen to the Rolling Stones. I like the Rolling Stones.
Okay. You nailed it. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio.
Hold up, Joe. He said that like he didn't believe I liked the Rolling Stones.
No,
it was a little condescending tone.
It was a bully condescending.
Spikes. Now I'm being condescending.
You're starting the fights. We didn't even introduce
guest. Why are you surprised, Spike? Why are you surprised?
Because I didn't think you'd be a Stone. Exactly. It's the same reason why people are surprised that I know rap songs during our show. It's like, let's call a spade a spade here. You know,
I listen to the Rolling Stones.
That's cool. You know what it is?
This is the rap music.
Yeah, and you know what's more important than you being black is you being old, and that's why you listen to the Rolling Stones. Yeah.
You're not that far behind.
No. We're both old.
Okay, Joe, you can have the show.
Yeah,
sorry, Joe.
I'm enjoying this. Are you calling each other old?
Yeah.
I like it.
We don't get to see each other that much.
Joe, did you know it was the Rolling Stones?
I did.
Okay, all right, okay.
I mean, that feels... It's
well,
hard
you know
not
who
know
didn't
that
know
one.
It was the Rolling Stones?
The black guy.
Yeah.
Well, what are you?
That scene's Creed.
One of us. You knew. Hold on, start hating on Creed.
Yeah. You know I'm going to start hating Creed.
He's coming out swinging this segment. All right, we're live today.
These are my guys, man.
I've been listening to him all day. He's been a live wire all day today, man.
It's every day.
I had my coffee this morning.
Yeah, I've been listening. You and Richie, I tell you.
No, John tried to offer me an old-ass sandwich, dog.
Yo, I heard it all.
And I almost ate it till Rhea looked out for me.
Wasn't it only like an hour old?
It was like 2 hours.
Oh, that's not that old. Hugh.
Yeah, I mean, but
2 hours?
Two hours, though.
That's old. Nah.
You got, if you're going to offer, like, as a friend.
Okay.
Like, say, if I just walked in, I would offer him a warm sandwich. John Ritchie gave me a cold ass. He was trying to give me a cold ass sandwich.
Which depends on what kind of sandwich it is.
It was one from here. It was really, you know, Pete makes some fire.
But if it's
a chicken parm or something, then 2 hours old is bad.
Right, one that was originally warm.
Yeah.
Well, it was originally warm sandwich.
Right. Okay, that's too old. Yeah,
so. All right, we are live.
But you know, Richie's greedy, you know, from a sandwich perspective.
That's why I enjoyed the fact that he offered it to me, but it was 2 hours old.
See, you are here for it. During the COVID times, we used to get delivered lunch every day, right? Uh-huh. Like for about 2 months.
That's a great story.
And they brought in sandwiches. There was no one's name on the sandwiches. Richie had mentally, I guess, assigned himself one of the sandwiches. The sandwich is gone. Richie goes barreling through the building looking for who stole his sandwich. But not in a funny way. Nah. In an angry way.
He was dead ass.
Oh, yeah, he was dead ass.
I had to sit him down. That's how crazy
he was.
Well,
you know who took it.
The camera.
No.
Who?
Fritz.
No, I thought it was
Fritz
Alex
who took it?
From
no,
KYW.
It
was Fritz. Oh, Fritz
it was
took
Fritz,
it?
Yeah. Okay. We're talking about when you took John Ritchie's sandwich during COVID.
Yeah. And he said it with pride.
He was going up to people in their faces. Did you take the sandwich? It was full. He's a greedy sandwich guy. I mean, that's what you encountered. Yeah. He didn't want the sandwich anymore.
Yeah. How do we think Rod Lakin would have handled if it happens today? You think Rod would handle this well?
No.
Wait a minute.
I don't think so either.
You don't think so?
No, he would have just let itself work itself out.
Yeah. Roger's sort of y'all figure it out type of.
Yeah, he is.
Well, technically we are grown.
Yes.
Well, technically.
But sometimes it takes longer when we have to figure
it
out.
Yeah, that is true.
I think we've done a pretty good job of figuring stuff out.
Well, we eventually get there. We do.
Poor Joe, every 2 minutes, tries to get it right.
That's
his co-host.
I'm just
going to
barrel through it. Live today for Chickies and Pete's in Southfield. The holidays will be here before you know it. Book your holiday party at Chickies and Pete's. Locations and details online, chickiesandpete's.com. Well, Hugh's on one this week. I mean, guys,
what are you talking about?
Yesterday he tried to tell us all that Philadelphia was a Midwest city.
I don't appreciate Ike laughing. That was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
And I don't appreciate people sliding my DMs telling me to leave.
Yeah.
He told me to leave. I don't appreciate that.
You earned that.
You don't have to leave. Yeah, you know.
But they're telling you know how
the idea is. You think Philly is a Midwestern
feel.
It does not.
It does.
Just a question. Have you ever been to the Midwest?
I'm from the Midwest.
That makes it worse.
I'm from Ohio. Yes. I'm from the middle of the state.
Ohio's the edge of the Midwest.
Spike.
Well, right.
Spike. Trigger warning.
Whoa, no, because what happens is people think Kansas, Missouri, and all of that is really the Midwest.
Well, I live.
The real Midwest is Ohio. Indiana, Illinois.
Chicago.
Indiana, Illinois, yes.
We're right next to the.
Yeah, but you're just a step east. I think the further you
go. What do you want to say? You want to give it? We're going east?
What I would say about Ohio, it is a hybrid of. Like the Northeast and the Midwest.
Yes, I would say that about Philadelphia.
No.
Philadelphia is the Northeast.
I don't care what y'all say.
Dude, we're an hour from the ocean.
I don't care.
We could not get
any closer to the East. Yeah.
It has a Midwest feel to me.
What about it, though?
It's like I could sit back, and if I want to, I could be rural. I could do the rural thing.
Hugh, when I came here, these people.
Listen,
East Coast is aggressive.
Yes.
We had to adjust.
Yeah.
Now, we've been here long enough. Well, 28 years of being here.
But see, here's the thing. Maybe, and this is where.
When I first got here, I thought everybody was
angry.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Sometimes is right.
Yeah. I'll give you that. But I was in New York first.
Right, so you went to the Jets, yep.
So to me, when I came here, this felt more like the Midwest to me than New York. So I get what you're saying, because you're coming from the Midwest, from Illinois.
Also you got to think about
Chicago, Michigan.
The cultural differences, right?
Uh-huh.
There is a different sort of, obviously, dialect when you speak out here. That's different than the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, they almost have their own language here.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We don't talk like the people.
No, not at all.
And that shock that you had when you came from the Midwest to the Northeast, I had the opposite shock when I moved to Chicago.
Okay.
I moved there,
right,
and people would smile and say hello, and I thought I must have met them at some point. And it actually just turned out.
Why the hell are you so friendly?
They were just being friendly.
So yeah. I get what you're saying, because when I was in, I didn't like New York at all. So when I got to Philadelphia, to me, Philly was the closest thing to being back home.
Right.
That's fair.
So it was okay. I looked at it as a compromise.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So I get where you're coming from.
In comparison to New York, I get it. But in general, it's not a Midwest.
It's not Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Detroit.
No, Indianapolis is its own
Chicago
entity.
Yeah. You know that Midwest.
We're from the Midwest.
Just think about how we dress in the Midwest. You know, I had to get used to more jeans and boots and things
Timbo.
Of that nature being out here.
But here's
the Midwest, there's a little more flair and swag to how we dress.
But here's the kicker.
Where
I'm from.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
In the Midwest, we put on clothes.
Okay. Yeah, we just get dressed here.
I might put on some gaiters, some slacks, a flashy shirt. Yes.
You used to have a couple Coogee sweaters. I got some money in this pocket. You got him a couple Coogee. Yeah, Coogee, the Nihilator Gaters.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
I don't even know what these things are.
No, that's not flying.
You never heard of that?
Like, you couldn't get away wearing that on the East. East Coast.
Did I ever tell you my Coogee sweater story on there?
You had a Coogee sweater?
So here, okay.
Are there photos anywhere for us?
No. Well, there might be from another high school.
Okay.
So Nothing about this will surprise you.
I know
you.
Everybody goes crazy. I know B.I.G., Notorious B.I.G., he was big in the Coogi sweater thing.
Yes.
But that he got that from the Midwest, is what I'm saying. That's not a New York thing. That started in the Midwest.
So one day, my dad brought home a big bag of Charles Barkley's old clothes. And most of it...
Oh, yeah, he probably had a Coogi sweater.
So most of it was just Sixer sweats and stuff like that, but there was a Coogi sweater in there. And I was going to private school, and there was a certain point where when you got old enough, you didn't have to wear the blazer anymore. You could just wear a sweater and a tie or something. I, as a very fat, like, 10th grader or 9th grader or whatever.
You never seen another Spike's old pictures?
I wore Charles Barkley's old Coogi sweater to high school.
That's why when you said it, I was like, wow.
You wore a Coogi sweater to high school?
Yes, sir.
If anyone ever asks you how much you weigh, just say, I fit in Charles Barkley's clothes.
Yes, it didn't look that ridiculous.
Now imagine he wore his Coogi sweater to Episcopal, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I've been to Pittsburgh.
It's out in the suburbs now. Where
I know it. They
didn't
moved.
Used to be. It didn't used.
They
to
moved
be.
Oh,
yeah?
He
yeah, well, okay. We used to be right on City Line Avenue, right across from St. John's.
Now they live out. Okay. They live out. It's in Westchester now.
Yeah. It's way out. Yeah. Now. Yeah. Okay. See, I didn't know that.
It's a nice campus too.
Yeah. Spike's always. Listen, Spike's always invited to the barbecue. There's a reason why.
No, Spike's a good dude.
Yeah, his a good dude. His card is stamped.
So what happened with the Coogi sweater? You wore it to Episcopal with your...
I wore it a couple times, and that was it. It was just funny that
you should bring it back out and wear it now.
That I was probably...
They got some nice ones out there now.
Yeah.
No, we can't wear Coogi no more.
Oh, it's over?
Well, we can because we're in that age demographic. We can.
We actually now fit as older men.
Yeah, now later Gators.
Yeah.
And it was very colorful. So I was a short,
of course.
Fat,
right, it's the colors.
Yeah, I look like a
I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
Like a balloon.
Oh, I'll wear it.
I'm going to get Joe a Coogi sweater.
I'll wear it.
See, you know, Hugh, we like colors in the Midwest and the South. We like colors.
East
Coast is more gray, blue, black.
When I got married, my wife threw away she hid them. She said she lost them.
Right.
But all the Now Later Gators, they came up missing.
Yeah.
All the bright suits, she got rid of all of those.
Yeah.
And then I started, you know. Had to wear
that was Dalt.
Conservative.
I remember Dalt got on the plane with a mustard color suit on. Come on, bro.
Do you remember the time that I got on the plane with the pink? I had on the pink Gators.
Yeah.
And I had on a pink outfit.
Yeah.
Man, they ate me up.
they talked so bad about me, man.
I wish there was social media that you could go find these things.
You remember when things went bad when I had my little.
No. Ike in Hollis. Because Hollis had
not you, right? Hollis?
No, it was Hollis. Yeah. Hollis had on
real Hollis.
You ever see Rush Hour?
Yeah, everybody's seen Rush Hour.
And they had
Rush Hour 2 or 3.
Well, one of them where what was his name?
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker had on a leather.
He
had on
leather
a whole
suit.
Leather outfit.
Yeah. Snakeskin.
Hollis had on one right.
Oh no.
That's a lot of snakes.
No, dude, and they let him have it.
Boa constrictors.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no snakes left.
And we're playing the dozens, right? Ike wasn't in the mood. Ike was not in the mood to play the dozens. And Ike, you know how when you say one more thing, that means that the next thing that you say is about to get you dropped. Ike told Hollis,
would you stop?
Oh, what you mean? Am I embellishing?
Would you stop?
Am I embellishing? Now I will
Telling
say.
Telling family secrets, you.
This is a different Ike than the one that knew back then and there.
Yeah.
But he told him to a man, say one more thing.
But then the other guy has to say it, right?
Now Hollis outweighs Ike by about 120 pounds.
Yeah, okay.
But he knew in that moment. That whatever Ike was serving up, he didn't want no dish of that. So he got quiet.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. This Ike that you went with?
See, Ike's shaking his head, but he's not denying any of it.
He just wants you to shut up.
Listen, that's my boy. I love him to death like a brother. You don't want to see that.
All right, now that we've done 11 minutes on culture here, what do we think about the Eagles?
Back to the show.
Yeah, they're 6-2. I don't know if you heard, Joe.
I didn't. I
heard. Best record of the NFC. All right, I don't know if you heard.
Let me throw this at you guys. This is where we started the show today. Take yourself back to where you were when the season began.
Oh, no. This is exactly what we're going to start with 2 o'clock at. Okay.
It sounds like our show.
Yeah, do you feel better or worse about the team?
Who's going first?
Want me to go first?
Yeah, why don't you?
We'll let positivity go first.
The context is in the context of trying to win the Super Bowl again, right? Do you feel better? All right, go ahead.
I feel better about the team.
Okay.
I certainly feel better about the team because you know what, Joe? The team is getting better as the season goes along. And, you know, Spike and I, he's heard me talk about this. with the team. I would rather peak later than the peak early. There are teams that get off to great starts and they're playing well, and then the rest of the league catches up to them and figure them out, right? And then, and you have to maintain that level of play for a longer stretch of time. So the Eagles, even though they got off to a 4-0 start, we knew the play didn't really represent a team that should be 4-0, right? They were actually getting outscored,
yep,
outgained
every
by
game,
their opponents.
Yep.
Well, they weren't getting outscored because you wouldn't be 4-0.
But outgained, you know, less first downs, every game. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, every game.
Time of possession early on, too,
and metrics that would normally indicate you lost the game. But they were still winning those games. And over the last couple of weeks, they've slowly started to erase some of those things that were ailing them early in the season. And they look like a more consistent, cohesive team that plays complementary football. And the best thing about them is through eight games, they haven't played their best football yet. They're just starting to play their best football. How consistently can they do it week after week after week? And I bring this up and I say this because I've actually watched this team do it before. No, I watched them just do this a year ago. And they got on a run that by the time we realized the type of run they were on their way to the Super Bowl. They had won 16 out of 17 games, and we didn't even realize they had won. They didn't even realize they had won 16 out of 17 games. Because some of those games during that stretch didn't necessarily feel like great wins. So I say this to say, I look at their schedule. The next couple of games are going to be a great sort of barometer for us. And I think we're going 2-0 over the next 2 weeks. Because these two teams, while certainly formidable, they don't have what the Eagles have. And I think the Eagles have finally figured it out. They're finally starting to get out of their own way. And once this team gets out of their own way, there's not a more talented team with the winning DNA that they have that's in their way. That's why I feel better about where they are now and where they're going to, because they are ascending as a football team that's already coming off winning a championship. When you're a defending champion, not that you or I know what that feels like,
nah,
but when you're a defending champion, you got to get through those early gray areas of the next season. You got to get through the fog of repeating, everybody coming after you to sort of find your mojo. I think the Eagles have found that, and now they're going to start to take off. That's why I feel good about where this team is at. Get comfortable with being the team. We are the team. Look around the league. It's the Eagles. They're the team in the NFL.
Well, 90% of our Twitter responders are on your side. How do you feel about the Eagles now compared to before the season? 90% feel better. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Spike, where do you come down on? I mean, they were the favorites coming in. You could say they're
Well, they weren't.
Well, they were the favorites in the NFC coming into the season. Now they're...
I don't think so.
Okay, who was?
I think the Lions were...
Okay.
I think the Eagles were third or fourth in Super Bowl.
Well, they still are, right? It's just it's kind of flipped, and the Rams are now part of it. But how do you feel? Better or worse where you were in week one?
So compared to where I was in week one, in the context of winning the Super Bowl, I feel better. And it's just... I don't feel as good as Ike does. But it's sort of more simple. I really didn't think starting the season they had a chance to win the Super Bowl, and now I think they do. And I just to flatten it out that way and make it sort of simple, I didn't think they were going to have a bad season. But just looking at the start of the season and how difficult that was, and the odds that you're going to repeat, I just looked at it and it felt to me like it was going to be a 10 or 11 win season. Maybe they win a playoff game, maybe they don't. We don't look at it as a horrible season. We also don't look at it as a great season. But I think two things have changed. One, and I'm still not super confident in the way they're playing, right? We've had one really good week, one pretty good week, and then a bunch of blah beforehand. But I would say there's two reasons why I feel better. One, their record is just better than I thought it would be at this point. The fact that they were able to get through the first four games with four wins, I think it's not a miracle. They got a little lucky, but they ended up getting those wins, and now they're in a better position to get a one seed than I thought they would be at this point. And then the other thing is I just think Jalen Hurts is playing better. And not just better than he did at the beginning of the year, probably better than I've seen him play since 22. He's certainly playing better now than he played at any point last year. And he's doing things that are different. I just see him adjusting and getting better in a way that I don't even know if he's getting credit for, because people have put him sort of on a pedestal, but maybe before I thought he was as good as they thought. But the under center stuff is something he wasn't comfortable with, and he's clearly adjusted and started to be open to doing things that he's not comfortable with. And he threw, I know this sounds elementary, he threw a good screen pass in the last game too.
Which almost never happens here.
It just doesn't. And, you know, we have Donovan McNabb on every week, and he's always talking about, well, why don't they do the screen game? And I've always said to him, Donovan, Jalen doesn't throw it well. I don't know what to tell you. It just never works here. But if he is able, and I think this might lead back to why Petullo might have been a good hire here, because he knows him. Petullo must know Jalen personally in a way that maybe a more talented offensive coordinator wouldn't have known him. And maybe he has the ability to get him comfortable doing things that he's not comfortable doing. So I don't think it's the Eagles and everybody else in the NFC. I think there's a bunch of good teams. But if we're going to say, compared to how I felt week one and how I feel now, do they have a better chance to win the Super Bowl than I thought in week one? I definitely think they do now.
You both use the word comfortable. I think it's an interesting word because they're not the same as last year. And it's taken me a while to be comfortable with that, right? We all got comfortable down the stretch last season. They won in a very specific way, and it was dominant, right? Their defense was the best, and they ran the ball better than anyone, and Jalen took care of the ball.
Yeah.
This is a different team. They're throwing the ball better than they have in a while. Spike's right. Their defense isn't quite as dominant as it was, but they're trying to round this thing into form, and maybe the running game is coming along now. I guess for me, I need to see what we just saw against the Giants. I need one or two more of the run game like that, and then I feel like it all clicks together. I need one or two more because we've only run the ball well once this season.
Yeah, I agree. I think the running game, you got to build off of what you did in that last game against the Giants. You just do. And listen, they've gone to this sort of heavy package where they bring in Fred Johnson, and he's like an extra tight end. So they bring the six offensive linemen in, and they're starting to run the ball out of that. And Spike's right. Listen, getting under center has certainly been beneficial to the Eagles and what they want to do, the running game, getting it going, Jalen, even with the play action pass. They got to continue to do that. I don't know if they can do or repeat what they did against the Giants. I don't even know if I need them to do that, but they certainly have to be a team that's staying ahead of the chains, getting a second and four, second and five, right? After getting 4 or 5 yards on first down running the football, right? You got to be able to get to third and three. The idea of being in second and long, third and long, that's where the predictability of the offense comes in, and it hurts the offense. So the running game has to continue to do what they're doing. But I'm going to throw this out there, and I wholeheartedly believe this, and far be it from me being somebody that pats himself on the back or does I told you. So I know Hugh is big with I told you.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh
so.
Peacocks around every time he gets something right.
I get that, and I don't want to be mistaken for the big dog. I know the big dog has to let everybody know because you guys do a lot of doubting of Hugh. So when he's right, he got to let you know that he's right. I don't necessarily blame him for that. I love the pettiness. That's what my big bro comes in at. But I got to jump in here a little bit.
Yeah.
Only from this sense. And I'm stepping out on a limb. Continuously with this. But it's going to be Jalen that leads this thing. And it's the passing game. Mm. The running game is going to continue to be a complementary to the passing game. And they can't shy away from that. Don't shy away from what you've seen over the last 2 weeks. I'm not saying ignore the running game, but this idea of let's play and coach conservative so that we don't make mistakes and try to win that way, I think the NFC is too good for that. I think the NFC is too tough for that. And so we're going to have to continue to do what we've done through the air. And I think Jalen, I said this coming into the season, he was going to have to be better throwing the football. The passing game was going to have to be sort of the driving force of this offense. It took us a few weeks to get to this point, but I think we're there, to where we can continue to build off of that. Again, I don't need 300 yards passing every week, but the explosive plays, the play action stuff, that stuff has to still be a big part. And Jalen playing the quarterback position, I think, over the next 9 weeks is where we as a team start to shape an identity where it says, boy, them Eagles is going to be trouble. They're going to be trouble. They're throwing the ball well. Ooh, and they got Saquon back there.
Balance. I told you so, Reese. We don't hear him as often as we hear I told you so.
I don't throw it out there too often because, listen, I don't want to throw him back in my face.
It's a dangerous way to live.
Yeah, so I don't do the whole I told you so.
Not when you're right all the time.
But I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Defense, a luxury, right, not a necessity.
I'm feeling good about the passing game and this whole under center thing. Kevin Petullo, also, I told you so, as one of the few people here at the station that wanted Kevin Petullo.
Well, Hugh owes him an apology.
I ain't apologizing to
nobody. They're starting to figure it out, Spike. They're starting to figure it out. I know you're over there itching a little bit.
No, they're
starting to figure it out.
Well, the thing that you said that offensively that resonates, when I watch the better offensive teams in the league, let's just take the Lions and the Bills, right? Mm-hmm. They are always in advantageous positions to run the next play. Mm. It's not – now, the Lions are certainly more explosive than the Bills are. But one thing you notice when – because the Bills' offense now is pretty similar to what the Eagles are doing.
Sure, yeah.
They do a lot of the jumbo sets.
That's what I'm envisioning.
Tight ends.
That's exactly what I'm envisioning.
They do tight ends, and they have – they're always – you know, that first down is always 4 to 6 yards.
Yep.
And that's always moving the chains, and it's not putting – you're not trying to get a big play when it's 3rd and 9. You're trying to get a big play when it's 2nd and 2
2nd and 3. Yes, sir.
And it's always moving forward. And that's what it's probably more like the Bills than it is like the – because the quarterbacks, I think, are more similar. Because Jared Goff will throw the ball around more than Josh Allen would or Jalen Hurts would. The offense is looking more like that offense. And the other interesting thing, and this is where I think the AJ thing plays in, is that Bills offense is a pretty egalitarian offense in that everybody's getting the ball.
You heard him. Say it again, Spike.
Egalitarian?
Woo, I don't even know what it means.
It means everybody's getting stuff.
There you go.
Yeah. It the ball
that's
is
a level of education on
it's balanced. That's well-rounded. Everybody eats.
That's that Episcopal Academy.
No, I didn't. I think I got very bad grades at Episcopal. I would give the Syracuse.
Just blame the sweater for it.
Yeah,
the sweater's fault.
Yeah.
We'll continue the conversation. We're live today.
I didn't mean to talk
from Chickies and Pizza.
What is it called? Egality?
Egalitarian?
He believes in all of the Eagles action this season.
Equestrian?
No, that's horses. That's horses.
That's equestrian.
At the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies, and Pete's.
We got some smart people on
this. Yeah, we do. All right, 215-592-9494. How you hop in? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This Veterans Day, Mattress Warehouse proudly honors those who have served. And now during the Veterans Day sale, you can save up to 60% warehouse-wide. Plus, you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. You spend a third of your life in the bed, folks. If your mattress is weak, your recovery's weak. Take it from me, the right step, the right setup changes how you rest and how you feel when you wake up. With Mattress Warehouse exclusive bed mesh technology, you'll find the perfect fit, backed by their signature 100% comfort guarantee, plus 0% interest financing, free next day delivery, and 1 year lowest price guarantee. Mattress Warehouse has you covered. Do what I did, folks, and upgrade with total confidence now during the Mattress Warehouse Veterans Day sale. Visit MattressWarehouse.com to find a store near you. That's MattressWarehouse.com, MattressWarehouse.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show live from Chickies of Pete's in South Philly. The holidays will be here before you know it. Book your holiday party. Chickies of Pete's. Locations and details online at chickiesandpete's.com. And tonight, don't forget, Birds of the Bay here all day. Afternoon show coming up right after us, you. And then Elliot's show is going to be here tonight. His Wednesday night show.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's right. Yeah, we renamed it. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, what is the new name?
So the original name that he and Rod came up with is Go Birds Evenings.
Yes.
But we decided it's ESPM.
Ooh.
Like that's not bad.
That's pretty good, right?
Well, you know, Rod does love
Spike's
alliteration.
Still being a manager, and that's Spike doing what he does.
Well, look, we said it. We like ESPM. I think Elliot likes it, so we'll call it both.
Butt down.
It's be really good.
You can't straddle the fence, dog.
No, I'm not straddling the fence. I'm just kidding. I'm an idea guy.
Hugh. Yeah, he can't help it.
I'm an idea guy.
It's in him, yeah.
I'm an idea guy.
The best ideas, they can come from anywhere, Hugh.
Because when he start wearing that manager hat, I can't talk to him.
I don't want the manager hat. I just had an idea for a name.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, this is Hugh being afraid.
I like being able to talk greasy to him now.
But when he gets that manager hat on, I have no power.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I have no power.
I don't know, man. I got 2 strikes, dog. I'm trying to be here for a while.
All right, Ike, you were expounding on how you think this is going to go through jail on the rest of the season.
Yes.
Spike, what do you think about the idea of this thing the rest of the season being more of a passing team than a running team that they've been in the past? I mean, the first half of the season has been weird because if they've tried to run, they've stunk at it. They've had to throw in some games because they've been down. But the pass game has been better recently, yet they did run it really, really well against the Giants, and I think deep down they want to run it again.
So I think it's somewhere between what Ike said and then what last year happened.
Right.
In that he has passed better, but he hasn't necessarily, in the games that they've been really good, passed more. I think he had 25 pass attempts against the Vikings. He had 20 against the Giants. But he put up a ton of, like, there were big plays. There were 4 touchdown passes, I think, against the Giants or something like
there
that.
There were, and 3 4. The week before, yeah. And so 7 the last 2 weeks.
And the thing about the Vikings game is, and I just paid attention to what Jordan Mailata said to us the day after that game, in that when you look at the numbers for the running game, it wasn't impressive against Minnesota. But he noticed that they forced the Vikings to adjust. Like, they were so successful on that first drive. If you remember the first drive against the Vikings, they ran the ball real well.
Well, Saquon had a 9-yard run on 3rd and 13 that set up the 4th and 4 touchdown. That was a big run.
And I think he might have had a 13-yarder in there. Anyway, they ran the ball really well. And Jordan's point was the rest of the game, they weren't able to run the ball, but it allowed them to pass the ball. And I think that I think it will rely on Jalen in that he's going to have to be better than he was last year. You know, it certainly, I know he was good in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, but in the regular season, it was fits and starts. I don't think he can have one of those games every four games.
Right.
He's not gonna throw for four touchdowns every game,
yeah.
But I think he's going to have to be efficiently good the way that he was against Minnesota and the way that he was against the Giants, which, again, reminds you more of Josh Allen's game. Josh Allen doesn't, unless he has to, they're not throwing the ball 37 times. They're a 25 to 30 time a game, you know, pass attempt,
yeah.
You know, but he's going to have to be really good in those. And I think that's what he did in the last two. So I think he's going to have to be good. I think he's going to have to be really good. I don't think he's going to have to, like, lead the charge in that way. But
right.
Buffalo is a good running team too, you know. So
I look at it this way, Joe. I don't think our defense is as good as we were last year.
It's not. Well, that's why Howie's trying to add three or four
right.
players the last 2 weeks.
So I think, and you look at some of the teams we face the second half of the season, we may give up some points.
Yep. Yeah.
So it almost forces you out of running the football as frequently.
Yeah.
You're going to have to sort of get some big plays in chunks. So it's going to put a little more of the onuses of the offense on Jalen to be efficient, Kevin Petullo to be creative with the play designing. The talent is there offensively. We know that in the passing game. But they have to be more efficient and effective when throwing the football. Offensive line, protecting the passing game. And Jalen, be decisive and throw the ball on time.
I'm glad you said that.
Like, it's what he has to do. He has to continue to do that.
My only concern with throwing more or putting it on Jalen is not that he can't do it, right? He's improved in so many areas.
I'm putting the pressure on him to do it, Joe.
I think we should.
I'm putting it on him to do it.
If you look at him in his career, he's improved his accuracy, his completion percentage. Yeah. He doesn't throw interceptions. The one thing, though, and Spike, I've heard you talk about this. I look at it a lot. He takes too many sacks compared to how often he drops back. I mean, the only quarterbacks in the NFL that have played at least five games and have taken sacks at the rate he has are Drake May, who's a second-year quarterback, Cam Ward, who's a rookie, and Justin Fields, I mean, who's one of the worst quarterbacks and got benched. That can't happen. Like, that's the only thing, if we throw more, that we got to be better at. Otherwise, we'll be behind the sticks. That can't happen.
No, I agree, and that's why I mentioned the whole throwing on time.
Right,
throwing
right.
with anticipation. And some of that is play designs. Can you get guys in open windows? What can we do pre-snap? Whether it's under center or you're adding in some sort of motion, give the defense something else to think about that'll get these guys free. And Jalen let the ball go. I just believe that this is what he's building towards. In other words, you know what? I'm willing to go out there on a limb and say, let's go, let's do it. He's
let Jalen cook.
Yeah, he's gonna do it.
What do you think, Hugh?
The running, and I'm not saying abandon the running game. That's there. You certainly want to give Saquon his touches. I just don't know how much we can expect the offense from a running standpoint to look like last week or what we saw the first 7 weeks of the season.
I'll tell you
what's
this.
It going to look closer to?
I'll tell you this as a former defender. The thing that jumps out to me when we watch these games is that the passing game is getting better, but it's not getting the respect that I think it should be getting. You look at it, and teams aren't afraid of Jalen throwing the football. You know what I'm saying? As much as we throw, like, the volume that we throw, it's not a whole lot, but when we throw it, they're not plays that gash the defense. So it's one of those things where we're going to stop the run. I look at it like this. We fear Saquon going off more so than we fear Jalen Zarn. And I think once you get to the point, I'm a defense.
Yeah.
So now, in order for it to be more balanced, Jalen has to be more of a threat in the passing.
Yeah,
what Ike's talking about. But the running game, we know the running game is going to be there if you allow it to be there. The problem is that Jalen needs to be more of a threat in the passing game, so the running game can get going.
Because
you look at it, you be like, oh, they played the Giants. You know, you look at the Denver game. Denver hung in there until they had an opportunity to win the game at the end of the game. And then you look at that the Rams game, and you could say that if they caught the Rams, now you don't, you know, if it's a fifth with all that stuff.
Yeah.
It'll be a different game. But Jalen has to be more of a dynamic threat in the passing game so that the running game can get going.
It just needs to be more consistent. Like, yep. Jalen's had great moments in games. Yeah, it's just, but then there's those series where it goes away. Like, that was the when they lost the Broncos, right? They threw it a lot in the second half, and it was just three and out. Like, that's what needs.
That's
to
what I'm
change.
Saying. It's not. It's no. There were no. I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, no dynamic throws. There were no none of those tight window contested throws.
Yeah, but you it's know? Gotten better the past game. Patullo in the past game.
It has
for a while.
And listen, they've had an extra week to dial up some more stuff.
Well, and the last time they had a break, Ike, that's when they put the under center stuff. They had a 10-day break.
Undefeated. Wasn't there your boy undefeated at the break?
Oh, Sirianni with extra rest?
4-0.
Oh, is he? Yeah.
Well, he's got a very good record, if not undefeated.
I looked that up.
Oh, you did?
4-0 after the bye. 4-0 after the bye.
Wow.
He wanted you to know he looked it up.
I looked it up. Yeah. I mean, you know, I take notes now.
He has a notepad now. Things have changed on the midday show.
I am a professional.
Wow. You're stepping up your game.
We keep reminding ourselves.
You're a star.
I am a professional.
Yeah.
All right, the NFC, you mentioned earlier, Ike, it's a conference that is going to have some challenges in it.
Yeah.
As we sit here today, what is it, November 5th, who is the biggest threat to the Eagles in the NFC? Ike Reese.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I go Rams.
I'm with you.
I go Rams. And listen, I think Seattle has looked awesome. They added Shaheed to their receiving core. Sam Darnold's playing great. Sam Darnold doesn't have the postseason success yet.
Are you holding that against him?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm just asking.
No, I am.
Yeah.
And that's why I give the Rams the benefit of the doubt,
right?
Because they've gone deep into the playoffs. They've gone to the Super Bowl. They've won a Super Bowl. Sean McVay has coached in those games. Like, even with Detroit and how good they are, there's still something that, in my mind, if I got to choose between Jared Goff and either Matthew Stafford or Jalen Hurts, I'm taking Matthew Stafford or Jalen Hurts. So I don't know where Jared Goff fit. He's sort of in that Sam Darnold range. Like, they got to show up in the postseason.
He has been to a Super Bowl, though, Goff.
No, he has.
Yeah, but he lost.
And they scored. Well, not only did they lose, first of all, they shouldn't have got there.
Sure.
Based off of what happened in New Orleans. And secondly, they scored 6 points in the damn actual game.
Yep.
So I understand he has the ability to get hot. Don't get me wrong. But then there's the game against the Commanders at home after a bye week when you're the number one seed.
And they were terrible.
Yeah. I can't. And I know the defense wasn't all the way there, but
– But Goff was bad that night.
Yeah. So my only thing is, when you're asking about the biggest threat to the Eagles, I look at those Rams and Sean McVay. There are other good teams there. It's just that –
You're talking about the combination coaching.
Yeah,
I'm with you. And look,
coaching, experience, yeah, all of those things, that. Big game, where you're at. Now, the one thing I'll say, through this run that we've been on with the Eagles, the two Super Bowls in 3 years, all of that, we haven't had to go on the road in the playoffs and win one of those games.
And that brings you
to – That's the only thing.
Well, so, and that brings you to the other team, right? So the Rams, you would think – most likely, because we beat them this year, that if there is a game between the Eagles and Rams, hopefully it's here.
It's here,
It feels like it.
The Eagles have the easier path to get a better record. Their division stinks. The NFC West is good.
Yes.
Right? The Rams' path will be harder.
Yep. Now they're also in the NFC West, but the Seahawks, like, I don't want to go to Seattle. And that team's been good on the road as well. And I know Sam –
You don't want to go to Seattle.
I don't want to go to Seattle. And,
yeah, that's wild.
And I know Sam Darnold has to prove it. He hasn't had – he had 1 year to prove it. I mean, in all real – like, if I were to – if just watching, just my eyes, Jared Goff has had a lot of success. He's a good player. Mm-hmm. But to my eyes, Sam Darnold is a far more talented player than Jared Goff, thrower of the football, you know. And this is two straight years. If you just want to talk about wins and losses – Sam Darnold's won a lot of games these last 2 years.
Yes, sir.
You know, Sam
Darnold might be the MVP of the league this season with the numbers he's putting up.
And look good doing it.
Doing it. The Vikings were 13-4 last year, I think, right?
Yep. Yes.
This Seattle team's on the way to winning 13 or 14 games.
Yep.
And I agree. If you're going to talk about pedigree, all that stuff, Eagles have the advantage over the Seahawks. The advantage the Seahawks might have is that game might be there.
Yep.
And that is the only thing that would put the Seahawks ahead of the Rams for me, is that I feel like there's a better chance that we'll have the Rams here, and there's more of a chance we might have to face the Seahawks there. And that is the not scary part, but that's the worry.
I agree. I mean, going to Seattle, 6 hours away, that place is a very loud place, especially for an outdoor stadium.
We were trying to remember last time the Eagles won in Seattle. Were you guys playing?
No, I thought they won a game. Didn't they win a game? They won a game 1 year, I believe, when Todd Harriman's actually scored a touchdown.
Big Todd.
So, but it's been a while.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I mean, that was like 13 or 12. Okay. 12 or 13, something like that.
Yeah, because I remember they hadn't ever beaten Russell when he was a Seahawk.
Yep.
Yeah. So, it's a long time
ago. It might have been before then. Yeah, so then it may have been 08 or something, 09.
It's a long time ago. Yeah, I remember. And they don't go out there every year, but it's long. So none of us, no one mentioned the Packers.
No.
Do we think they're total frauds? I mean, it's easy, I wasn't afraid of the Packers anyway. All right, so it's easy to pile on right now. They just lost at home to the Panthers, and they've been up and down, and they're going to miss their tight end, who was probably their best weapon. They are favored in this game Monday night. Like, the betting market is telling us that the Packers are slightly better than the Eagles.
I'm actually surprised at that.
Hugh was last week pretty steadfast that the Eagles would be favorites.
I didn't think I thought the Eagles should have been favorites.
Are we too hard on them, or are they actually frauds?
I didn't think the Packers were.
I know you think they're frauds.
So isn't there a degree of fraudulence to almost every team in the NFC at this point?
I don't think they're frauds. Like, when you say frauds, what do you mean? Like, they
– Well, I thought last
year – they're a good team. I think they're a legitimate playoff team.
Sure, but last year's Packers were Super Bowl frauds. They looked like it, but then there's something off about them, and they came here and they kind of rolled over after two quarters.
I think they're bravado.
Are they like that, or are they closer to a team that could go win the Super Bowl?
I think they're where they think they are and where they actually are is in two different spheres.
Yeah.
The fact that they talk about they should have went undefeated. Come on, bro.
Well, here's the thing I always look at with the Packers. I like the fact that they draft and develop guys, and that's great. The problem is the NFC has gotten stronger, and I don't think the Packers, other than having Josh Jacobs at the running back position, and now especially with Tucker Kraft injured,
Yeah.
They don't have the dynamic players in the passing game.
Right.
To actually scare me.
Yeah.
Like compared to Amon-Ra St. Brown, yeah. Jackson Smith and Jigba, yeah. Puka Nacua, yeah.
Yeah.
AJ, Devontae.
And Jordan Love isn't.
He is a fraud.
While he's a good quarterback, I don't view Jordan Love as a dynamic quarterback that scares me. And there's still that impatient, ridiculous throw that he makes.
Did you see the one on Sunday?
Yes.
I thought something was off on my screen. I was like, yes. Where are the green players?
Yeah.
Like, I only see a Panther there.
He still makes that throw, right? And and something is something about him that I don't trust in big moments. And listen, they're more or less living off beating Dallas in Dallas a couple of years ago.
Yep.
They're living off of that. And I'm not saying that was nothing. But that also had to do with how poorly Dallas played on offense. Dak Prescott threw two pick sixes in that game. So even that win for the Packers, it was aided by poor play from the Cowboys offense and great play from the Packers defense that took pressure off of Jordan Love to have to actually win the game. Right? Like, it was more Dallas played poorly.
They
than
are living
was.
Off that. They haven't won a huge game since then.
They haven't.
In 2 years.
They have not. So, and that's what sort of has never had me buy all the way into the Packers.
Also, Matt LaFleur is a coward.
He's been a coward since he took over the job, yeah.
He's a coward. That's the only – it's the only thing that – it's one thing that I think the Eagles have over the Rams. I think Sean McVay is an awesome coach. He's also a coward. He coaches scared all the time.
He's way more conservative than people would think he is.
Especially for an offensive coach.
Yeah.
Like, defensive coaches, I understand. They're conservative by nature.
Yep.
But the offensive guys, yeah, I'm surprised that Sean McVay is not more of a risk taker.
No. I mean, think of all those field goals they kicked. They should have won that game against the Eagles if they didn't kick all those field goals. You have Matt Stafford back there. He's not Tom Brady.
And Devontae Adams with Puka Nacua.
That is a quarterback, and he didn't have a great game. I don't think Stafford did. But I'm going to trust him in the Eagles' territory to get a fourth down with his arm and go and put 7 points up rather than putting three. And he played that game conservatively, and it's how they lost the game. And I think the Eagles are probably more likely, I mean, they've shown to be more likely to take chances in those situations and win football games. And it's really that part of the Lions is what scares me. That scares me is that they're not.
Oh, they have that same mentality.
They're not going to settle.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're going to try and go get 7 points. And it's the opposite thing of the Packers is they have playmakers all over the place on that Detroit team. Jared Goff's not it. Yep. But also, Amon-Ra.
When he's on, he's unstoppable.
And they've got two great backs. And they've got.
See, that's the thing for me.
Yeah, when Jared Goff gets going.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah,
well, he's become Detroit thing. Douglas on our show. He's scared of the Lions.
I'm not as scared of lying, but those two running backs, you know just well as I do.
Is that a Midwest town?
Yeah, that's a Midwest town.
I'm making fun of me. My feelings is hurt.
Pink Gators, my Detroit players.
But no, those two running backs, those are the ones for me that make that team go.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're home run hitters. And that's why when I talk about the Detroit Lions, it's that surly defense, and it's that running game that has the ability to hit a home run at anywhere on the field. You get one player out of position.
Yep.
On Jahmyr Gibbs, he taking it to the house.
Oh, it's over.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then you talk about that. Now you're committing a lot of resources to the run, and then that's when Jared Goff, they threw one of them tomfoolery plays and dropped one behind the safety or whatever, and Amon-Ra St. is having him a help today.
Well, that's why that number one seed and having a home field advantage is critical. And I know we got there last year. We had the number two seed.
But really, they had home field, right?
Yeah, they had home field.
They were
man.
Gifted it. Yeah.
It is huge. And winning this division, and I agree with Joe, although I don't like to concede it this early, but yes, the division is over.
Thank you for coming to the banner raising. You refused.
Yes, the Eagles are winning that. And it's important because that's a home playoff game.
Yes. Well, and what's really
it's a
good
home playoff game.
Down the stretch here, right, is the four teams we just went back and forth about, they're all in their own division.
Yep.
They have to face each other, right?
Yep. So. And we forgot about Chicago. That's a little tricky.
Are you buying in?
Yeah, I'm a Caleb
Williams
guy.
He's a Caleb guy.
I don't see it.
Yeah, we've started revealing all of our quarterback crushes across the league.
Yeah.
You know, I was always very clear about mine.
Yeah.
But Ike doing the show with me and Jack, one day he was like, I want to talk about the other guys I like too. And Caleb Williams has come up
Caleb
as one
of the
guys.
Caleb and Drake May is my two guys. Yep. Caleb and Drake May.
Drake balling.
Drake's ball. Yeah, Drake May can play. The thing about I don't buy the Bears yet. They beat the Cowboys. They beat the Bengals last week.
They do look better, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's nowhere to go but up after that last coach.
They got a little love at the game last night, too, at the Bulls game. They had, Swift and
Oh, dude, don't bring up that Bulls game. Listen.
I thought we were trying to avoid that.
Yeah, I woke up to that.
Yeah, don't call it a Bulls game.
Sixers game. Yeah.
Well, I guess it was
Mr. Midwest over there.
Well, technically, it was only 3 seconds of a Bulls game.
Yeah, and it was the 3 seconds that mattered. Yep.
How did they lose that game last night?
Like, they shot a three
I don't mean literally. I mean just being like.
My bad.
I meant how did the Sixers lose that game?
We talk about players that have left here and what could have been. I mean, Vucevic, that
he's a good player.
He's had a nice career, yeah.
I mean, seriously, still knocking down shots seemingly.
When that ball went to him in the corner, I was like, oh, he's going to knock this down.
And you know what? He's been that player pretty much since he came in the league.
Since his whole career.
He's just a really good offensive player, and he has – in a league where the center has to move around a lot on defense, he's figured out how to not be a disaster defensively, just positionally. He's a good player. Yeah. Vucevic is a good player.
Yep.
I didn't see it. If you told me when he came in, like, what this has to be year, like, 14 or 15?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like 15.
Doug Collins drafted him.
Yeah, I would have said there's no way he lasts 15 years.
No. And he could probably play four more if he wants to.
A 20-year career.
Yeah.
I would have never.
A double-double guy, right? No. He's averaging a double-double his career.
He's a great three-point shooter. Yeah. That final shot, that was not an easy three-point shot, you know?
It was a good one by him. Tough loss last night. So we started the hour with some culture talk, ended with some Sixers talk. I like that.
I like
that at Birdstown. Our Birdstown – it's not Birdstown, excuse me. Birds at the Bye continues here.
Yeah, come on, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my fault. Travis Manion Foundation.
Get it together.
All right. Well, I'm going to hand it over to you guys to get it together here. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Birds the Bye benefiting Travis Manion Foundation, brought to you by Bud Light and Chickies at Pete's. All right, Hugh, that is enough for us. We're
going
to hand it over to these guys.
Where are you going, man?
Show.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to one of your seats.
Yeah,
all right,
afternoon
show is coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.